the book Hebrews, part 267. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I have written, maybe What is Your God's Name? It's one of our books we're using for our study. And I want to invite you to go and also study the word, What is Your God's Name? The book itself is obtainable from, if you phone me at my WhatsApp number, it's a plus 27 international code for South Africa. My number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Go to part one, start at part one, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's important that you shall also subscribe to the channel, in order, this YouTube channel, to receive the different notifications of all the English studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, anybody that's important to you. Please make sure that these have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are so keen to get started in the Word because there's so much to share in the Scripture. And once we get busy with, you can't believe that this quarter hour, 20 minutes is just flying like that in the sky. Why? Because we are feeding us with the revelation word, the bread of eternal life. Hallelujah. We're going to continue Matthew 17 verse 23. And they shall kill him. They shall kill him. And they shall kill him. We're living in the time where the gospel, the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim, is killed. They are smothering it. They try to take the air away from it. Throughout on different channels, they're preaching against the revelation names, and but I don't hear them preaching against the Jehovah Witness or the Seven Days Adventist or Islam or Buddhist or whoever you are, even Satanist. But they're preaching against the names. Why? Because it's making them curious. So what they do, they come with lies, unscriptural lies. And that's why I say this study that we are doing, What is Your God's Name, is so important to do. And they shall kill him. Now this is what happened after Yahushua died, rose again, and was ascended into heaven. The gospel of Yahushua just spread over the world, throughout the Roman Empire, to such extent that they feared that the Yahvist is going to overtake the Roman Empire. And that's why in 34 AY the Roman Catholic Church was created, which was a state church. That's why it says Roman Catholic Church. Roman Empire, Roman is a governmental church. Catholic is united, church is universal. And we see it today. We see how people is mounting up against the names, the revelation names. It's impossible, but just by using your knowledge, you will know that there was never a letter J in the Greek or in the Hebrew alphabet up to 1524. Then it was created by the Roman Catholic Church. Why? To create the name Jesus and Yahweh and all the other names. Get my book, What is Your God's Name? But get yourself one or two seat belts, because you will fall out of your chair. Verse 23, and they shall kill him, that he must be a capital H. And they shall kill him, Yahushua. And the third day, he must be a capital H, shall be risen again. And they were exceedingly sorry. The disciples, when they heard that Yahushua says that he's going to be killed. They were so heartbroken. Why? Because they got used to the word that he fed them with, the spiritual training that he gave them for 3 years, preparing them for the ministry to come. And that's why it's so important to have a proper training background, especially in the eschatology. I'm not even talking about theology. Eschatology. And they shall kill him, and on the third day he shall be risen again. Now, just talking about the third day, when people talk about the Good Friday crucifixion and Sunday morning resurrection, as we know on Easter time, we grew up with it, I always just ask the people, just tell me, he says, 3 days, he says, and on the third day he shall rise again. Other place he says, 3 days and three nights, he shall be in the grave, in the realm of death, in the grave for 3 days and three nights, and then he shall be raised again. Now, from Friday night, sunset, to Sunday morning, give me 3 days and three nights. You can ask your pastor or your reverend or your priest, anybody, to explain that to you. There is not a way. Just use the order calculator. There's not a way that anybody can explain it. But if you explain to anybody that the Wednesday on the Pashach, the great Pashach, the evening before, it was the preparation of the great Pashach. That is the new year of Israel. It would have started the Wednesday night with sundown. It would have started. It's called the Great Sabbath. Also the Great Sabbath. So Yahushua was crucified the Wednesday, on the day of the preparation of the Pashach, before sundown. And on Sunday, though you can count it, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Saturday night, he rose on the Sabbath. The Sabbath, Friday night to Saturday night. So when they came to the grave on the first day of the week, the first day of the week, which is a Sunday, not a Monday, for the Hebrew people, when Martha Medley came to the grave, the angel says he's risen already. Why? He's risen on the Sabbath, the normal Sabbath. He raised from the dead. So he was killed on the preparation, the Wednesday, which is a Wednesday. He was buried the Wednesday night before sundown. And then 3 days and three nights take you to the Sabbath. So there was two Sabbaths in 1 week. The Great Sabbath, which is a new year presentation called the Pashach. And then you have the normal weekly Sabbath when he rose from the grave. Because when she got there, the first day of the week, the Bible says, he already was risen. I will do a series on this that I will put on internet. If you have any problem with that, you can phone me. My number is +27, international code 0722-367-124. And then I can explain it to you so easily if we just would take off our glasses, which is theology and dogma of the churches, and just read and understand what the Bible says. 3 days and three nights. Here it says in Matthew 7:23, and they shall kill him, capital H, him, and the third day he, capital H, shall be risen again. They were exceeding sorry. Oh, when they heard this, it was so painful to the disciples. They could not believe it. It's so hard to grasp that the master is going to die. But he had good news. Death won't hold me. Even the prophets prophesied that death will not hold him, that he will be risen. Even King David wrote about it. King Solomon wrote about it, that death will not hold Yahushua, but he will rise again as the King of Kings and the Master of all. How privileged are we today as Yahvist in this 21st century, 2026, to read the scripture and understand the revelation word. Why can I preach this message of salvation? Because I don't belong to no church or denomination. I don't need to preach nobody's theology. I teach the word as it is written. All you must do is go and study the word and make sure I'm right. You don't trust nobody. You don't even trust me. I teach my students. You don't trust nobody. When people start talking about the gospel, you take your own Bible and you read. Because when you talk to a Jehovah's Witness, he's got his own Bible that was printed by themselves. And certain scriptures has been changed and been altered. And if you take the King James, 1611 King James, compare it with the New King James, there is massive scriptural differences. So you never just accept anybody's words. I teach this to my students. Don't just believe anybody. Because when I say, and he came to them, it can be a small letter in the Bible where it should be a capital letter. If it's a small letter, it can be one of the disciples. But if it's a capital letter, then it's Yahushua, which makes the whole scripture, the performance of it, the power of it, completely different. And that's why we must be able to read when there's a small letters or and this capital letters. And that's why I always say, make this a capital letter, make this a capital letter, when it refers to Yahushua or the Father. Because the translators of the Bible from the original manuscripts, and also the people that's doing the reviews, they actually the culprits that's changing the letters to suit their own minds and their own theology. So he says in verse 23, and they shall kill him, and the third day he, Yahushua, shall be risen again. And they were exceedingly sorry. We are very sorry when we see how the scriptures are crushed, making to nothing by people, by churches and theology. Make it to it not to be understandable. While the scripture actually is written in such simplicity that children can read and understand it. But the wise, they can't. But Yahushua says, I declare myself unto whom I will. We want everybody to see this revelation gospel. But Yahweh says he opens the eyes and the ears of those that he wants them to see the gospel truth. But that must not stop us preaching the gospel truth every day of our lives. Living in the word, studying the word. Our whole lives must be built upon the rock of all ages. And the only way to get better in the scripture is to study the scripture. And that's why these Bible studies that I'm presenting, it's so important. There's people today in the world that spend half of their day with these studies. And they come back to me and say, Prof, I cannot understand. I was sitting in churches all my life, and I never even received 10% of the knowledge or the revelation knowledge that I'm receiving, message after message after message, study after study after study. And that doesn't make me anything special. Yahweh says he uses whoever he wants. And that's why we must always remain humble, but steadfast in the truth, not backing down from Satan and his demonic spirits, but withstanding them in the power and the resurrection blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a privilege for us to read the word and understand the word, and also for us to perform in the revelation word. Because it's no use just hearing the word. It's no use for us just hearing the word. We must live the word. What is the word? John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with Yahweh, and the word was Yahweh. And he says, he came and he dwelled upon among us, and he revealed himself unto us. Who is it? Yahushua. So we need to live the word. There you are. Again, time has just caught up with us, just like that. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.